To come down from a place where we were just at. Did I make enough copies? I'm sorry if I didn't make enough copies. Yeah, we have. So because I don't know if this will be the last get together before Pesach or not, but
no, yeah, I'm happy about bringing on Pesach.
I'm bringing on Pesach, I think it's just to be Makir Tov to
Ben. This is
our Shabbos Hagadol. This is what? What
is that? Are you going to be here for Pesach or are we going?
Whatever Hashem wants. That's the honest truth. Oh. We're in a state of being, we're not sure yet. Hashem knows where we'll be, please God.
But you have yet to be informed.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Shvizochem mit Hashem. But first of all, just very much thanks to Ben, to Rav Stui, obviously, for helping us grow.
Remember Rav Abba.
I was getting to him. Yeah. I was getting to Rav Abba. Achron, Achron, Chav. No, I'm just kidding. But really, Rav Abba Mamish brought the fire tonight. It's really just to say thank you. Shabbos HaGadol. My Rebbe always says, Rabbi Simon Shlita from IU, he says, Shabbos HaGadol, the time where, back in Europe, you know, the rabbis in Europe only spoke two times a year, Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol. So it's important that you should go to your rabbi, your Rav's drasha.
Because Europe, they
used to do that. Exactly, Europe.
You should know, in our community, there's no outside minyanim, like twice a year.
Oh, yeah?
There's no Ma'ariv minyan
in the
neighborhood.
Very nice. Shabbos is good, that's what it should be. So the Maisa, our Rebbe that we learned Torah from this year, is from the Majritzer. We're going to get to our Rebbe, our Gadol.
Could you give a little background on who he was?
Yeah, you could give me the historical background.
I don't know.
He's Mamish Fire. His father was a Divrei Yisrael. Nisa Bracha lived. He lived and he died in the 1970s. I want to say 80s. I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know the Wikipedia. He was Rav Yisrael. He did of Majitz. But we're gonna get to there. First, we're gonna start off with the Eish Kodesh, because I was thinking about Ben. then Baruch Hashem, we're always able to start off Shir, start learning Torah together after davening a little bit. And Pizetzner writes in one of his svarim that a person has to make ladders from this world to the next world. From Aretz to Shemaim, a person, Shemaim Shemaim L'Aretz, V'Aretz Nasun Livnei Adam. Right? Shemaim is Hashem, we were given land. We have to make sure that Aretz gets to Shemaim. And it says one of the ways how you know how to get to Shemaim is davka through a niggun. Be able to learn to go. He says that. He says one of the what? Nachos Taminim says in Hashar Sabrichim, I think, one of his other svarim. One of the ways to get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam is davka through Shira. Another way to get to the Ribono Shel Olam is actually to change a person's outlook and change a person's whole life is also through one of these ladders. And this is the ladder that I'd like to talk about tonight. It's the ladder of what Pesach is all about. The ladder of Emunah. What Stewie just said. There's a story of the Bnei Yisachar used to go around on Pesach night. Bnei Yisachar, one of the great Hasidic rebbes, probably I think in the 1800s. There's a mishpacha with the Noam HaMelech. What happened was he would always go around to hear the starim. Of the simpletons, he wanted to go hear the Jews' starim. What happened was he was going once next to someone's house, and he heard them go. They're up to the four sons, right? Kenega Arba Chacham. It says Chacham, right? Chacham Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Sheinu Deilishol, Echad Tam, Echad Sheinu Deilishol. But after every Echad, what would he do? He'd say Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Sheinu Deilishol. So he asked. No, you give a little knock at the door. Shalom aleichem. I'm not Ali Onavi. I'm the Bnei Yisachar. I'm just wondering, what's going on over here? You know what he said? He said an incredible thing. I saw this from Rav Biederman today. He said that we know that Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, what were Rabbi Kiva's last words? Gemara and Brachos. Shema Yisrael Shem Lekino Hashem Echad. Right? That Hashem is one. And he says, Lamaisa, what are we trying to do on Pesach night? We're trying to infuse Emunah, infuse Kedusha into our lives, infuse Kedusha and Emunah, Bitachon into our children. So when I say Echad Chacham, I'm trying to infuse the Emunah in my son, the Chacham. Or in my son, the Rasher. No one's a Rasher, Chas V'Shalom. Even though the Rebbe said that there's a fifth son who doesn't even come. The fifth son doesn't even come to the Seder. So the Rasher, the fact that he even shows up, shows that he's not even a Rasher.
Yeah.
Rebbe says,
I'm the fifth son.
What's your name? No. So that's why he says Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha. The whole essence of Pesach, specifically the Seder, is one of Emunah. So look inside, just so we get to the sheets, because I want to make sure that we end off with a niggun and not have to rush to Marv like we do every week, because I don't know how to do time. There's only
8:45.
There's no 8:45. Achor Zalchem doesn't matter. We'll be above time. For the mass we need him. The Morinayim writes in Parshas Tzav, Shabbos Agadol, left paragraph. He writes that there's every Jew has a Gullus of themselves and a gullus of a community. And every Nisan, what happens? We are able to come out of that gullus, out of that, how do I define the word gullus? Out of that exile. What was the word?
Bondage of self.
Bondage, the avoda, the mitzrayim, and be able to break free. The yesh gullus, call of yesh gullus, prati, dahino, yisrim, sheshachol echam yisrael, ubaosan achasim, shemashichan, minsan, asuni ligal. The Gemara says that famously, that just like in Nisan we were redeemed, in the future in Nisan we will be redeemed. That's why, if you go to page 2, one of my rabbis, Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger, Shlitter of Judah's Rebbe, which we've quoted a lot in the past few weeks, we know that the Rambam says, and it's actually brought down, the Shulchan Aruch, that every person has to view themselves as what? Behold, Ovador, Chayv Adam, the first paragraph, Leros, Etz Atzmo Ki Yulu Hu Yatzim Yitzram. You have to view yourself as if you left Egypt. I don't know about you guys, I've never left physical Egypt once. Yeah. Obviously, it's talking about something different. Yeah. Says the Rambam, the third paragraph, the second paragraph. Haram nechtov, la'sha'olav, liros esasu ki'ilu atza ata. Right? So the Rambam says, laharos, you have to show. But says the Shulchan Aruch Harav was the Alter Rebbe. He wrote a halachic, just like Rav Yosef Kair wrote to Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a Shulchan Aruch for the Lubavitchers. He puts in a famous word, ki'ilu hu ata yotzei mishibun mitzrayim. You have to view on Pesach night, is if you're leaving your own Mitzrayim. It means if you have a Mitzrayim, that's Lashon Hara. If you have a Mitzrayim that you shouldn't be looking at certain things you shouldn't be looking at, you have a certain Mitzrayim that you don't go to Minyan. We have to view yourself as, on Pesach night, we have the Emunah that we daven to the Rabbeinu Shem, that we could start over. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back. We have a special koach to be able to do that.
Which Rebbe was this?
This was first Lubavitch Rebbe. Ki'ilu hu ata yotzi mishibin Mitzrayim. That if you're leaving right now, Pesach night, it's time to go. It's time to leave. It's time to get out of here. The Yemuna. So how do we do that? It's a very nice thing to say. How do we do it? So tonight is Hey Nissan. Hey Nissan is the yard side of the Oiv Yisrael. Oiv Yisrael was the Abdi Rebbe. He was known for his tremendous Av Yisrael. Every Shabbos he would connect loving Jews to the Parsha. Famous story of Parsha's Balak. He got up there in the pulpit and he said, Balak is Rosh Tevos. It's the first letters of V'Havta Lecha Kamocha.
What?
And all the Hasidim say, Rebbe, what are you talking about? V'Havta Lecha Kamocha is exactly what Chaim just did. V'Havta is a Vav and Balak is a Beis and Lamed works, but Kamocha is a Chav, Kuf is a... So you know what the Rebbe, you know what the Oiv Yisrael said? This is nothing to what we're talking about. He says, when it comes to Av Yisrael, you know this already because you live it every day. When it comes to Av Yisrael, the little things don't matter. Little things don't matter. So a Beis could be a Vav, and a Kuf can be a Chaf. Very, very good. He was trying to teach his Chassidim a big lesson. You don't think the Rebbe knew that Balak wasn't a Vav and was a Beis? Of course he knew that. Of course he knew that. So says the Oiv Yisrael, you want to know how to make yourself leave Egypt, leave your own Mitzrayim? It's very simple. It's one word. If you're a Mets fan, you know this word. You gotta believe. Only a New Yorker knows only what I'm talking about. And the Mets would play the Yankees in 2000 Subway Series. Everyone knew it was, you know, were you guys alive then? Or some, so yeah, we were. Nice, Baruch Hashem, I was zochah to go to two games. I was there at the Clemens game when he threw the bat at Piazza. Great story. Not for now. But then one of the Mets things is that you gotta believe. I don't mean to be cliche, but the Oiv Yisrael says that's very, very, it's pasha. When a person believes, you bring down tremendous shefa. You bring down abundance of treasure. Yeah. Look inside. It says right on the left paragraph. He needed teves emuna yeshlo shnei pirushim echad. It's two pirushim of the word emuna. And he says vahi omen esadasa. Right? He actually quotes Rechel Michal Zlachev. Then Mordechai, right? Everything connects back to Purim. Actually, the whole story of Purim happened on Pesach. Vahi omen esadasa, that he brought up hadasa. What does that mean? Vahu lashon ham shachas v'gidol. Says Rav Chaim Michal Zlatchev, when you have a Muna in this pasuk does not just mean faith. It means bring down. When a person has a Muna, you're able to change the results. That means when you're in a state of not sure, a tremendous state of choshech, tremendous state of confusion, and you tell yourself right now, I don't know what's going to be. But I'm having the Muna of the Bona Shalom, that right now it's Laila, right now it's nighttime. Right now it's Amunos Chabalelos. I'm having a hard time because I know that tomorrow is going to be a different day. So when you have that emunah, that changes the whole laila, changes the whole thing. And Rav Kluger goes on even to say an incredible thing. Page 3. He says, I know we're going a little quickly, he says that this is actually how we have to live our lives right before Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes. And actually in the sugya right now, Maisa, you know that the time before Mashiach is called Ikfas HaTa Mashiach. The birth pangs, the heels of Mashiach. So the Sfarim say, Mashiach is compared to a baby being born. Right before the baby's born, what happens? It's the most intense pain. Yeah. Most intense pain. But you already see sparks of something greater is going on.
Don't you think the Holocaust was enough?
You're talking like a real Rav Shlomo. Says Rav Kluger, he says, we could actually already taste a little Mashiach right now. Look inside over here, page 3. We can actually feel the Or of Mashiach even before it actually comes into fruition. Chassidus talks a lot about this. Even though Mashiach hasn't come here like actuality yet, it's the light of Mashiach is already here. Like the same way, Tosefes Shabbos Kodem Shabbos. The same way we add on Shabbos to Shabbos, right? Shabbos is Mashiach. You could add on to Shabbos. That means right now, we know we're living in a tremendous time, that the Yitzhar is getting his last supper. It's another mushel. How is it that nowadays, you take one of these, you could be in the middle of who knowsville. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving the Yitzhar his last supper. He's getting whatever he wants. The Yitzhar is letting him get whatever he needs.
He's going to be able to let everybody know that Mashiach's here.
Or is that going to let him know everyone that Mashiach's here? And 300 years ago, they didn't have to deal with this. And 50 years ago, they didn't have to deal with this. But the Maisa, we have the Emunah to the Rebbeinu Shlom. We see the harder the test, the harder the Yitzhara, the bigger the Yitzhara, We know that the Mashiach's right around the corner.
Exactly.
You have to be very careful with one of these things. You have to make a dharma. You have to do what you're careful. But it says Tosefa Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos. It says you could taste already Mashiach already before Mashiach already comes. That's the whole avoda of Pesach. The whole avoda of Pesach is to believe even when it's hard to believe. Right? What is the Zohar called matzah? The Zohar calls matzah lechem d'nemnusa. It's the bread of faith. The Zohar says actually the way you eat matzah is if you have kavanah to have the building your faith, you're building your emunah for the entire year. It's lechem d'nemnusa. You have to have in mind. Should be zocher, not to get constipated, tiger. Okay, right, is this being recorded? Okay, there we go. At the end of the day, that's what Pesach is all about. It's called Chag Amunah. Just to end off with the last page four. Just to end off with our Rebbe Yisra Bracha. Yisrael Yididya, or Shal Yisrael Yididya of Majitz. So we know one of the things, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when you get to certain parts of the Agada, the Baal Agada, who's ever running the Seder, you start to fly. This is probably around one of those places. Darsha ben Zoyma Shinemar Laman Tiskra Yom Sezcha Meir Tzoyim Koy Mecha Yimei Chayecha Yomim Koy Mechayecha Alelos. Right? They start, Ben Zoma starts darshing the Psukim that all the days of your life, the days referring to the days and referring to the nights, the Chamam Omer Mechayecha Olam Haza, the days of your life refers to Olam Haza, Koy Mechayecha, all the days of your life refers to the Mos Mashiach. So he says that, no, really no. Lelos and Mos Mashiach are really connected. They're interconnected. Right? Because the Gemara says in Pesachim Beis Mabez, Olam Haza who's doime lelaila. Sorry, not Mashiach. Not Olam Haba is Laila. Olam Haza is Laila. Boker is ready is Mashiach. So he says at the end of the day,
the connection.
Yeah, very good. Or the Abbasar. Excellent. At the end of the day, the whole word Yisra Bracha says here, he says that when a person is in a place of Laila, b'chozos anu mitzapim. We await. We know the Yeshua is coming around the corner. Rav Leibler writes in all his farm. Rav Leibler Igor writes in all his farm. He writes that when a person has a tremendous nisayon in front of him, how something terrible could happen, this or that, and he says, "Okay, I don't know the whole picture, but I'm having a munah that actually changes the result." Right? We're standing at Yam Suf. What happened at Yam Suf? We started davening to Hashem. What did Hashem say? He said, "Stop davening." You ever hear Hashem say that to a Jew? Stop davening. So the commander Rebbe said, I think we spoke about this year, maybe last year. He said, no. Sometimes in life there's a time to daven, and sometimes in life there's time of emunah. The commander Rebbe says there's a higher level than tefillah. You know what the higher level of tefillah is? Emunah sometimes. Shem says, go nashom and aminadav. Get to the water up to your nostrils. Show me that you have faith. And that changes the whole outlook. Just to be able to end off with a maisa, dafka from Rebbe Leibler, the story goes that Rebbe Leibler was in Russia. And there was a Jew who got a notice in the mail that he was being assigned to the Russian army. And he was very, very scared. And back in the day, it wasn't just a one-day thing. It was 10 years. Basically, Yiddishkeit was gone. Your Judaism was gone. And he went to Rabbi Leibler and he said, "No, what should I do?" And Rabbi Leibler said, "Come back to me tomorrow." He comes back to him tomorrow. And he says, "Tomorrow, what I want you to do is I want you to go to the office and I want you to tell him that you're here to pick up the other sheet, their copy." He says, "You want me to go to their office? You're sending me into the lion's den. You're sending me to such a dangerous place." He says, "No, that's what you should do." He goes home to his closer Rebbe that he's close to. And the Rebbe says, "No, whatever the Rebbe said, that's what you got to do." He goes to the Russian office. He goes there. And the guy says, "I'm so sorry that there's no one here with that name. But come back tomorrow. Maybe I'll look it up." Comes back the next day. He says, "You know, I was looking throughout the whole night because we want to make sure you get into the army. And it turns out that this person with this name already served his time for 10 years already. That person, he was done. He got potted up." He runs back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, "Yeah, I had to make sure. The Chodesh Baruch wanted to make sure that you were fully believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam. You actually have full belief that Chodesh Baruch was by your side, could bring you tremendous yeshuas." The Hisha Amda Al Vaslinu V'lanu, so Echa Mimilgar Alenu V'lanu. The Eish Kodesh says, "What does the Hisha Amda? This thing stood for us." The Eish Kodesh says, "The Piyazetz, the Rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto." What did he say? He said, "The Emunah. Emunah will get us through everything in every generation." Hashem shall bless us. The way we start off the Torahs talking about the Eish Kodesh to his ladders of Shira, we should take this ladder of Emunah and make sure that whenever we go through struggles of life or challenges in life, we know that there's one way to be able to change the results, and that is dafka through Emunah. Emunah will literally change our result. Hashem shall bless us. The more we have Emunah, the more we'll see Chodesh Baruch Hu's tremendous bracha in our lives. Good Shabbos. Good year. Mincha kosher v'sameach.
Shop, real quick.
I don't even know.
I'm gonna go down tomorrow though.